When I was a little girl growing up in middle-class New Jersey, my entire artistic life was curated by people who lived in the straitjacket of a very conformist suburban life. In the late 50s and early 60s, all the houses in my neighborhood were the same size in the developments. They even were the same shape and color and style. And in the schools, your job was to put pennies in your loafers and look the same as everybody else and act the same as everybody else. Standing out, being different, was like drawing a target on your forehead. And you had to have a special kind of courage to do it. And some of my teachers were obliged to live their whole lives hidden, covertly. But my sixth and seventh grade music teacher, Paul Grossman, was one of the bravest people I knew. Because later, when I was in graduate school, I read that he had transitioned and become one of the first transgender women in the country. And after the operation, she reported back as Paula Grossman to our middle school in Basking Ridge, New Jersey, where she had taught for 30 years, and she was promptly fired. But she pursued her case for wrongful dismissal and back pay through the courts for 7 years, all the way to the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, her case was not accepted, and she lost. But she won her pension under a disability allowance settlement, although she was disabled only by the small minds of the school board. She was a garrulous, cantankerous, she was a terrific teacher, and she never taught again. But her case did set the stage for many of the discrimination cases that followed. She and her wife raised their three girls. She worked as a town planner, and she had an act, playing piano and singing in cocktail lounges around New Jersey. But I remember her as Mr. Grossman. And I remember when he took us to on a field trip to the Statue of Liberty in 1961. And our whole class stood at the feet of that huge, beautiful woman, and we sang a song that he had taught us that was taken from the lyrics. The lyrics were taken from the poem by Emma Lazarus, engraved at the base of the monument.